I was moved by the letter he wrote to me, talking about how he wanted to reach out and help relocate a Syrian family to Florida. And it just touched my heart. You know, for a man as young as he is, I think he's 14, all of 14, to have that level of concern and maturity about our fellow man was just very, very impressive to me.
And it's likely that at the speech tonight, the president will talk about how he's going to revise his executive orders to kind of keep families like these out of the United States, refugees from Syria out of the United States. What's your opinion about President Trump's executive orders on travel ban?
Well, I don't support it. And what I support is, you know, the heart and the mindset and the soul, frankly, of somebody like Oliver, young Oliver. And the fact that he believes that America needs to be a beacon of hope and light, and that we need to open our arms to others, and that we need to keep Americans safe, and we need to keep the homeland safe. I understand that. You know, I'm a former attorney general. Safety is incredibly important to all of us, always. But there's a way to do it right and a way to do it wrong. And I think the way to do it right is to have appropriate and thorough vetting, but banning, you know, whole nations, I don't think is right. I don't think it's fair. And so I support Oliver.
And some of your colleagues are inviting immigrants to be their guests.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about President Trump's stance on immigration?
Well, I don't think much of it from what I know of it. And I don't know that he's fully laid out a comprehensive plan about it. But if it's anything like or akin to the ban, it's not good. And it's not what America has always stood for. I am the grandson of immigrants, for crying out loud. And it strikes me that, you know, somebody like my grandfather, who immigrated from the Greek island of Cyprus in 1912, when he was 14 years old, just like Oliver is 14 years old, Adam Christodoulos, to not have that opportunity to come here is not what America has always been about. Or my grandmother, Mary Kouri, from just north of Beirut in Lebanon, to have the same opportunity to come to this country as an immigrant. You know, as the grandson of immigrants, I'm very proud of them for having the courage to come here in difficult times, in the tender age. And we ought to keep encouraging that so long as those who come are proven to be good, faith-minded, you know, law-respecting people.
And finally, Congressmember Crist, what do you hope to hear from the president at his speech tonight?
Well, what I hope for and what I think I'm going to hear maybe two different things. But what I always hope for is an uplifting message, an inspiring message of hope that talks about how important the future of our country is to not just Americans, but the world. So I hope for that, and we'll see what we'll get. I remain cautiously optimistic about it. You never know.
Great. Thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. It's great to be with you.